If it would have started, let's keep up the craft. It'd be good. Our Bavli, Tafilchet of an hour, does not bring down the cloud, this Indian of Kippah, the Kippah, but rather the Bavli brings down just the Indian of Ufsha Milta. That's the big sugi of Ufsha Milta. Yeah? The Bavli Yudches does not bring down Lohitil Kippah, the Kippah. Again, if someone asks you, Baba, why am I allowed to put, or am I allowed to put wheat into Rechayim Shomayim Erev Shabbat? What's the answer? No. What's the reason? Either because Ufsha Milta, or because what? It never starts. It takes longer. If it would start Erev Shabbat, it would. Since it didn't start, right, you have it, your Sham. Huh? You want your Sham? You want to take it? Okay. Comes along the Bavli, and if you look at the Bavli, the Bavli doesn't bring the second time, it only brings the first time of Ufsha Milta. There's a verse from the Rakhid Shabbat. Beautiful. He doesn't bring the rock, that's me. Say, there's no for me. I understand, that's what I'm answering. So he drops on the stage. Drops on the stage in the Bible.
So Rashi learns.
But those are not Rashi, that's me. The Bible learns what is it.
The process is making noise while it's doing.
No. The Bible learns what. The Bavli learns the Tosa.
Making Kema.
The name of it was no Heter if it started to be Tipa the people of Paret. What's the what? Yes. What does Yusami say? Lo Yitzchil is with Paret. And if it was Yitzchil with Paret from Erev Shabbat, okay. You're still going to make your Kema. Toshin is not until you made the Kema.
When
does the Easter take place? Making Kema. Not by being with Paret. Like chopping it up as it comes, or turning it to kemach. So why did you? What's the difference between the
yitzer?
I don't understand. Point like, when a person makes flour, what was the yitzer? That he chopped everything up, the act of chopping it up, or that now you created flour?
Nice flour.
When the Yerushalmi comes and gives the second test, that it didn't start yet. Every teep of the crack didn't start yet, right? Mashma, that it started to crack. If every teep was started to become disintegrated,
it's okay.
Still don't have kemach yet. Who cares that the process started? The process of what? Not the process of having kemach. The process of toichin and brining it.
Yes.
So the Shami learned that the etzem ma'aseh toichin is here, sir. The Bavli learned it was the result that's the answer. So I'm bothered that that didn't happen till later. That's why he couldn't give the Teretz to Yerushalmi.
That's the Machlokes of
Rashi. That's the Machlokes of Yerushalmi about it. That's the Rashi.
No,
the
Rashi.
Again, Rabbi. Understand?
When the Gemara comes along and says to Yerushalmi that kol tipa v'tipa are going to parek, right? Masrim zeitchil parek.
Not good.
As Teichin is chil, right? Teichin is not the parek. Teichin is to make tefa. The Farek is not the problem. The problem is the making of the Kema. The Farek means it's disintegrate, right? It's trying to make smaller pieces is not the answer. The answer is to make Kema. That's why the Yerushalmi Teretz doesn't make sense. What? It's the Otlo Yitzchil of Farek. Yeah, of course not. I mean, that's the Teretz. Even if the Yeh is Chilu Parek, it still wouldn't help you point to the Yerushalmi. The point to the Bavli. Matei came, let's eat Chilu Parek. According to the Bavli, won't be that long. It still wouldn't be good. Yerushalmi is saying, once it's Chilu Parek, that's already Chilu Parek. Your person began it. Why? Because the Etzem Masa of the Parek, Chita, is the Yisrael.
Not doing it.
What?
Sleep by itself.
Yeah, that's all you. As long as you put it in the machine. Yeah, master machine, master machine. The Rach learned what's the issue. The
issue is Dak. The powder. Hotel powder.
Powder.
And Rosh agrees to him.
Rach learned this is the actual license.
No.
That's why you need to think for the fire. That's why you need to sell the thing.
No.
That should be the cost. According to Rach, the cost is Dak. That's what you did. Okay? You cut it a little deeper. According to the Rach, you had to have a chemical light to come from it.
The result had to be there.
You had to have a chemical from it. That's how it answers by Paris also. By Paris, when you chop it, you make a small salad. Yeah. What's the result from it? Why? Because it belongs to the Chassi Dach. That's why Rach and Chikasi holds by Paris. Sukha. Hashem came in the Rach. That's the result. What's the sasa? You have beef, now you have beef. What happened? Unless you have beef. Unless it's something, you know, special type of thing.
Unless you make something else.
That's why what? Cool. That's why the rap was learned by food supply, according to the rap. So what's the point? Well, yeah, you had an argument. That's in the Kotesh. The point of Kotesh is, it's not that I cut the same thing into little pieces. I had to make it into a new thing. I had to be Miata. I had to create it into a new thing. Yeah, I know. We'll continue it tomorrow. We're not even close to it. I wish I could just show you. I mean, there's not enough time now. The loss of the Rambam. How the Rambam was Tyson. Go ahead, Bob. Read the Rambam and then we think about it.
Rambam?
Yes. Rambam himself says the Rambam is the Lord.
The outcome is
Rambam himself says his word.
Yes.
How did I get it from? I got it from Rambam.
התודאי המלכה דומה לאב מאלו האבות כיצד חתכת הירק מעט מעט
לבשור הרי
הרי זה חייב זו המלכה תולדה תחינה כשהתוכן לוקח גוף אחד ומחל כל גופים הרבה
And that's why he passes what?
Because
and that's why
Shai
is
taken
by food. Why is
it Shai taken
by food? That's what I like to me it's difficult to say Yerushalmi and Babli. I'll tell you why. You see, in the Babli you have the Machlokes Shainim.
Yeah.
I'm just using the Rakachum's verse. The Rakachum says Babli Yerushalmi. I don't think that verse true in the Rishayim. You see, the Rishayim learn like that.
Yeah.
You see, the Rambam says, why is the Chatech Yerakot Asur? Because I made the goof of Macher. First I had one piece of fruit, and now I mean piece of fruit do I have? Nothing changed. Zeh Utoich, according to the Rambam, that's Toich. Hayal Yichita Achav, Achav Kamer Chatechot Chatechita Yerli, We don't care about that you make Kema. According to the Rambam, we don't care about that. You want to know why it's told not enough? You want to know why it's told? Because it's Yerakot. The Avdullah was Chimah, not Yerakot. But you see how he learns it. Why? Because I'm a Chalek from one to many. Do you see that? What's the Pshat? It's not Yisur, it's the Master. But the Yisur comes out as what? Because the Rambam is not like the Rambam.
I don't.
Yesterday we spoke out that there's a machlok at the Babli and the Yerushalmi. Right?
Yes.
That the Babli learned. The question is like this. Is the person allowed to put wheat l'rechaim shomayim erev Shabbat in order to continue on Shabbat? Right? That was the question. Showed the yes in the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi brings two shittos, one from Rabbi Chagi, one from Rabbi Yehuda. Water milk. Works on the water.
What happens?
Grinds what?
Wheat.
The Gemara says, Rechagi, Rabbi Yaisi. Rechagi says you're not allowed to move Shamilta. It makes too much noise on Shabbos. And when something makes noise on Shabbos, it's like Zilzula, Uvisha. It's too noisy, too loud. Uvisha Milta. It makes too much noise. Uvisha Milta. Right? Meaning, on Shabbat it's Zilzul. So Shabbat, if you have a factory, you have Yisurim going on Shabbat, loud noise. Sounds like a factory is going on Shabbat, right? Uvisha Milta. Rabbi Yaisi says no. Yaisi says, what's the reason not allowed? Because every piece of wheat didn't start to crack yet. When you grind, right, every wheat didn't finish cracking yet. A lot of it is going to crack when? On Shabbos, so od lo yitchil. Hatchala melacha od lo yitchil. When are you allowed to start and to finish on Shabbat?
When it's 3/4 already
done. Not even 3/4, to start. You're allowed to start to finish on Shabbat. But to start directly on Shabbat, the Vat is so. Not allowed to set up something that should go on Shabbat.
But he says a lot of it didn't do it yet.
Right, but so what do you do with those pieces of wheat that didn't do it?
So the
Chara
goes in, you're allowed to go on. Well, you started already. So
those wheat, that? Those pieces of wheat, this one. Wheat 1 through 50 started. What about wheat 52 and 58 and 59 and 65 and 82 and 89? Those pieces of wheat that didn't have it. And even the ones in between had, but there's still going to be wheat that didn't crack it. And since it didn't, yes, well? According to
he holds it's worse than Uvisha Milta.
Meaning, even if you're going to forget about Uvisha Milta, you still have a problem, which means...
Even if it doesn't make noise.
Hey, but
what about the...
Uvisha Milta is, once it's Mutta, you have a drop on and take a problem called Uvisha Milta. You try to see the Mitaraisi, you have a problem. You try to see a
laundry machine, how would it be...
Who?
My laundry machine.
Again, laundry machine, it depends.
What does it start? It starts before Shabbat and gets
good, so that's the... Uvisha Milta makes too much noise. You know, keep the washing machine and dryer going on Shabbos. Makes too much noise.
What they do is they put the dishwasher.
It doesn't make noise. It can be mutter. Technically, it's mutter.
Even laundry, they say mutter.
If it doesn't make noise. Can't stop it. It has to stop by itself. The minute it stops by itself, then it's mutter. Take it out. Okay, now listen carefully, huh? We will learn. Don't worry. We'll learn all these halachot. Come. We'll learn all these halachot. Now, Bekitza, you hear? Reb Chagi and Reb Yaisi. The Bavli only brings out Reb Chagi's svara, meaning Uvisha Milta. What's wrong with Reb Yaisi's svara? Why couldn't they be nice svara? Not every piece of wheat started, right? A good svara.
No.
Says the Rav Kachava, very simple. That's what we were saying, Reb Yaisi. Reb Yaisi said, not every piece started to crack yet. The Odla Yifrit called. Comes and he says, Amari Dikab Shatra. You gotta know what's wrong with Taichin. You gotta understand what the problem is. Is Taichin Hamasa Shalatochen? Atam Mafrid? Small, big pieces, small pieces? Or Asiyat HaKemach is the problem? If you learn big pieces and small pieces, then the Yerushalmi is right. Rabbi Yaisi is saying a beautiful Svara. Rabbi Yaisi is saying, not every piece, it's healed. Lamasa, this piece on Shabbat became from big to small. If you learn that, you'd see that the creation of Kemach is the problem. So Lamasa, the Yitzirat HaKemach HaYakva started already. Yitzirat HaKemach was there. You already created Kemach. Is it the Maisa? Is it the cracking of the Chitim? Or is the Yitzirah, it's the creation of Kemach? Meaning the Tata'ah. Did you now create Kemach? That's the machloket, the Bavli and the Rishalmi. Rishalmi learns that it's each piece, every piece, that's the boy you told me. Each piece. Okay. Good. So Bavli, you with me? Simcha, you with me? Good. Right? Beautiful, right? The Rishalmi says, Rabbi Yaisi says, what does Rabbi Yaisi say? Rabbi Yaisi says that each piece, right, didn't crack yet. So it was. למעשה זה קמח התחיל כבר. התחלת לעשות קמח, יש לך כבר קמח קצת, יש לך, right? זה התחיל. עצם עשית הקמח התחיל. אלא מאי, יש לך חיטה שעדיין לא נפרד. If you learn שיש כל חיטה שאני מפריד זה איסור תוכן, אז לכן זה חיטה אחת נפרד בסדר, אבל זה חיטה עוד לא נפרד. This one separate, fine. But this one didn't separate. Each one has the problem of teichen. Hashenki, if you learn, I see it, a kemach kvar asui. That's the Rav Shabbat. A kemach kvar asui, elamai zolot lo nikmar. Instead, it will tell you l'atchil v'likmar b'Shabbat. That's how we learn. L'fi babli, no, l'fi babli, it's a see it, a kemach. Tosa, I see it, a kemach. I made kemach. Mamasa, was the kemach made already? Yes, the kemach made already. The only thing is, I rather don't understand one nekuda, and I'll tell you why. I thought about it again last night. And I'll tell you what bothers me, and at the end of the shiur, you'll even see it better. Lamasa, you didn't make kemach from every chita yet. As...
Stop
shat, yesh lecha oil, va'oil nitrabez. Kol chita nase kemach achata. Hachita hazu adayin lo nase kemach. You can't answer me that what? Hakemach tvar yesh, the kemach is already here, and so this that you're baking more on Shabbat, or is that achakach hosafa? I don't see it. It's a little bit difficult, his part. You understand what I'm saying? Well, you need some chulun. Again, you with me? Come, it's going to get so interesting. I trust. I guarantee you, at the end of this year, you'll enjoy it so much, and you'll say, like the Chafetz Chaim said, Rer Gishonim. Vo'arim ke'esh lapid. Ready? Again, the Rav Kitzchav's word is what? Baba, come. The reason why the Yerushalmi does not bring, just brings down Rabbi Yossi, which means kol chita v'chita dayin lo itchil, the Babli doesn't want to bring it down. Why does the Gesh, why does the Babli not want to bring it down? What's wrong with Rabbi Yossi? How can the Babli doesn't bring Rabbi Yossi? Only on Yudches, on Uzbed, it brings Uksha Milka. What's the reason? Explain. Since the Isser is what? According to the Babli, to make Kemach, HaKemach Tvai Tchil. HaKemach Tvai Tchil. Elamai, Mashin Nitosav, Zehosafa Ba-Kemach. HaKemach Tvai Tchil. Mashin came what? The Yerushalmi learned it's what? Kol Chita Shani Mafrid, Zeh Tochen Latmo. Atiti Michita Shnayim. Mishnayim Ani Yoseh Ma? Arba. Kol Ma Shani Shoveh, Zeh Dayin Tochen. So in Hatchala V'Sof, in Kazeh Davar. So on Shabbat, if let's say the 50 didn't split till Shabbat starts. So there's 50 now that are Tochen.
Each one. Why the
Kemach is... Same thing, truthfully. That's my cash. My Kemach, so each one didn't become Kemach yet.
You need to be done for to make bread.
So we look at each grain. This grain split now, but this grain didn't split till Shabbos.
Yeah, but you have to have the Kemach from one little thing.
Each chita did it split Erev Shabbos or on Shabbos? Some of it split on Shabbos. That's the problem with your Shabbos. He says, by making the Babli doesn't learn it's splitting. It's making of Kemach. Kemach is made already. So I asked him, I don't see him, but the Masa, I'm making more Kemach on Shabbos. What's the difference? The mice are making more Kemach on Shabbos.
It's not the making of the Kemach.
You want to make extra Kemach on Shabbos?
Maybe it's not the making of the Kemach.
I'm asking, could you start? Masha, itchalta baze. Oh.
So something, there's a very famous Aruch HaShulchan, you hear? Are you allowed to take silverware and pick it up for no reason? I remember. And you should know all the yeshiva lights. And you look at the yeshiva at the very market. Don't play with the fork. Shabbat. Every movement. You didn't know this? Every movement of Shabbat. And you know what it is? If you saw the Gedolim, you'd see that they behave that way on Shabbat. Everything they thought about was this. You're not allowed to play with the Kaili Shalach and the Eter. Comes along the Aruch HaShulchan and says, no such halacha.
What?
Ain't such a halacha. Why? Aruch HaShulchan. Why? If you're picking it up, that's a tzairich. I mean, what's a tzairich? And he would tell it,
they're using it,
then it becomes a tzairich. I pick up, I'm nervous, I'm playing with it, okay? I say, like, what's a tzairich? Aruch HaShulchan,
very
much like that.
My brother thinks that they can act and play with it.
Sorry, what do you want to act? That's Kevish Lachal Isser.
Bravo.
That's all Kevish Lachal Isser, of course. It's
not a clear.
Kevish Lachal Isser means that's after. Anyway, it's after. You can't stop playing with it. This is Kevish Lachal Isser, of course. You're allowed to use on Shabbos. You're only allowed to use with Sarek. Play with Sarek's
off. Okay, one second.
Okay. Machshav Torah and Tis. Okay, we'll learn all these halachas. Okay, listen good. Okay, now listen good. Let's take a look now how the Rambam explains to us. Where's the Rambam? See. Rambam.
Rambam.
Explain. So if you look at the Pirsha Mishnayot, he says the same thing. The Rambam Pirsha Mishnayot. What is Tochen? Parish Zayin Halacha Hey. A toladah has to be daim alav. You should know that every toladah has to be daim alav. Continue. Okay. No.
Okay.
Someone's mechatech yerek, small little piece, right?
Levashlo, harei ze chayah shel zu amalachah toladah.
Levashlo. That's very good. Yalkut Yosef makes the deal. We spoke about this morning. Yalkut Yosef makes the deal. What's levashlo? Let's see an interesting Taisus again. We started learning the Taisus yesterday. The Dafka Silka. Amushar Ochlim Sharim. The only time we have a problem with Taisin is only Silka. Top Taisus, one line. Remember the word. Dafka Silka. Amushar Ochlim, other food is Sharim. Why? I told you yesterday one shot. I told you what's the reason. Because En Darko. The way is to cut up Silka. But it's not the way to what? To cut up other things. Rabbi, take this is a machlokas rishonim. If you take a look in the Tosfot HaRosh, which is a beautiful, let me tell you about learning, I don't want to teach you this. What is the Tosfot HaRosh? The Rosh wrote over the Tosfot. And he used to add one word. Yes, all the Tosfot. Come on. Yeah, sure. And he would add one word. And that's where the dream lasbir. I mean lasbir.
Shall I bring?
Yes, bring me five. Read it.
But it is time around.
Right. Well, yeah, but it's a little harder because it's much more deep. You have to read between. Guys, read it, no? Shabbat, who's reading? No? Go ahead. The Chavod, no? Tom Wayne Tyson. Hi, Ma, the Paris Silka. I in Dalar on his bed. Right? The Gemara, no? I in Dalar. Learn and listen. Yeah, no.
Dafka besilka shaya kina shaken darga beka.
Kain darga beka.
Shaken darga beka.
You saw what he added to Tyson? What he, which three words did he add to Tyson? Darko beka. You see? That's called knowing how to learn Rishayim. Now you see what I mean? You saw the Tosfot. And you see how the Tosfos Rosh brings the Tosfos, and you see what he add on? Three words. Tarakovakach. Silka. It's normal. It's a normal thing to take silka and to make it into what? And to make it into grada. Grada. Grada means dafka. Dafka.
By the way.
It's very possible. That's why the Rama brings today Levashlo. Because what did the Rambam need? The Darko. The Rambam will try to understand.
Matter of fact.
Darko. No, you need a case where a person is going to be Chaytach Yerakot, that it should be Darko. I guess in the times of the Rambam, Kidei Levashlo became Darko. That's why the Rambam gave it such a case.
There was no other
salad. They didn't make salad.
This is Darko.
That's why it's Asur on Shabbos.
So you never eat the...
On Shabbos.
Yeah,
make it Erev Shabbos. What do you mean? Tochen, no? This is Tochen on Shabbat.
That's some opinion.
We don't hold like that. That's what I'm telling you. Tochen holds the opposite. Tochen holds, since it's Darko Bekach, right? The Rosh is the opposite. Since it's Darko Bekach, it's Mutter to eat it on Shabbos. Okay. Comes along the Ritva. And the Ritva learns the Tochen a little different.
Okay, where is it?
Great. Take the Ritva, some of you have the new ones, no? You have the new ones, good, right. Read. See how the Ritva learns it differently. Tosfot says after Ochli. Says the Tosfot are us, it came to Arko B'Kach. The Ritva says it completely different. Here the Rosh says, there's three words.
Why are you
going to grow? It came to Arko B'Kach, it's normal. I think Silka is Taka Asur of Tochen because Tarko Bekach to make it.
Yeah,
you can't have Teichen. You can't be Teichen something that's not Tarko
Bekach.
Why am I bringing what? This, well, so, I'm just telling you, starting with Tos. Tos is Davka Ochel.
Oh, here.
Listen.
Tirek Rizal.
Pirishri. This is what I want. Pirishri.
Davka
Bekach. Shainim. Listen.
זה דווקא בה שאינו אוכל כמות שהוא חי, אבל בפת שוכר שבו, שראוי לאוכלו להזעת, הרי הוא מותר, וכן הורה רבינו... So that's a love דווקא.
Silka is something, why you אוכלים את זה חי. Silka, why you אוכלים את זה חי. לכן, אסור תוכל לתחות, זה... Love that cause, you'll send me that
cause. Love that cause, you eat it properly.
Only way I can eat this silka is if I do tochen becomes awesome. Hashem came past, if I'm tochen past, Baruch, if I'm tochen past, what's all up?
Apples, if you cut up apples,
if I cut up apples, mutter, bread, forget about tochen, apples.
Silka or loaf,
so what?
This wasn't high, so you have to be tochen. Edible or not edible? Silka is not edible unless you crush it. I'm telling you, obviously the case was that it had to be ground. Yeah, I'll give you, you know what the best example is? Best example. Crane. Crane is the best example. You can't eat it regular, you have to grind it. Garlic. You can't eat garlic regular, you have to chop it. Yeah, okay. Not if you're crazy. Normal people don't eat garlic regular. Yeah? Believe me, any guy makes a brach on that cheese. Wait, who eats garlic?
Straight.
You see, full of harsh, not high.
Good to fight it has to be on the bread like this.
No,
you don't need a plane.
You're
good because it's some of your kid was Shumas Hadeshin writes clearly. You have to rub Bnei Adam. So first of all, Rav don't do that. Bnei Adam surely don't do
that.
Good. I'm telling you.
They put it in a whole one like this.
Garlic is chopped. Grain is chopped. That's the way it is. I never saw a guy kid eating raw radish. You chop it. You eat raw horse radish?
No, horse radish. Some radish.
You take horse radish, take a bite out of it, eat it.
You know the red radish?
Yeah, that's radish. Okay, the kids. What's the machloket? What's the machloket? Now,
I
don't
understand.
Yes, what don't you understand?
You're talking about, like,
the
kind of one.
The what? The grain. Either the pshat is something which is not cool. It has to be normal that you do it. To take a tomato. What tomato they say, chop, they make a give me another example.
Cucumber.
They chop, they also say. People chop apples today also.
To take a vegetable, potatoes.
Nobody take a potato and chop it to little pieces, right? You don't chop potatoes to little pieces, right? Okay. Mamela, anything which is not darko doesn't have tocha. According to Tosfos, you cannot have tocha by potatoes. According to the Rach, you can have it. Why could you have it? According to the Rach, because you made it into ketisha. Kochen is ketisha. According to Tosfos, it has to be chatko. Chatko has to be darko. Exactly. According to Tosfos, king of cucumbers on Shabbos. Which part of it? According to the Rach, the malach of Tosfos is ketisha. Ketisha is shayach by potatoes, but that's what you do. You crush the potato, right? You mash the potato. According to the Rach, you don't have it by cucumbers. Salads, you won't have a problem. Why would you have a problem? Because ain't ketisha of a salad. Nachon? Ain't ketisha of a salad. But ain't the opposite. Israeli salad, according to Tosfos and Rach, would be a problem. But according to the Rach, it's not a problem. According to the Rach, you don't care if you make it little pieces. Now, then we have another thing. Even the vegetable which are asur has to be tarko b'kach.
In order to be mutar?
To be asur. Asur, tarko b'kach, it should be toichin. If not, it's not toichin. The Ritva comes along and says no. The Ritva says it has to be what? Something. Yeah. That makes it into edible. Asham, ani yachol achol et zeh. Lishnei hazeh, lo yiti yachol achol et zeh. Wait a second. Comes along the Ran. He's beautiful. I'm telling you, he's become a chassid. Comes along the Ran, and he says like this. You don't know what I thought. The Shitala Ran explains. Says the Shitala Ran, the same as the Rizvan, he's Moshif two words. Why Dafka Silka? Because it has to be something which was not right before and now it's right. Tapuch Adamas is the ma, you need Ketisha. Not because of
Kalim. Shitel Aram, Bubu, Aleph. Yes. Daimu.
two words. Let's see, who can find the two words in the Ran that explain the Shita of the Ritva? The Ritva we just said, right? The Ran brings down the same thing and he's mostly two words. You don't see?
What's wrong?
Which part is wrong? Which part don't you
see?
This is very simple, again. Shh. Here, come here. Rabbi, come. Shh. Gersh. According to Rashi, what is Toshin?
Dak.
Cutting into little pieces. Correct or incorrect?
Therefore.
Yeah. Only cutting little salads into little pieces is a problem. So if I took
why?
A potato, because I have to be cutting it. Comes along the Rach and says it's only mashing. Tisha. According to the Rach, potatoes would be aser, while according to Rach, potatoes would be mutter.
Why?
Because it's not cutting into little pieces, you're smashing.
No, but let's say you cut a full
you don't have goof in the chulakim, you're not cutting into separate pieces.
Why not?
You mashed it into one big clump.
No, let's say you cut potatoes.
But that's a different problem. The problem with cutting potatoes is not darko, that's toys already. Now, in Rashi, we have a Tais says it has to be Dafka Silka. There's two ways to learn Dafka Silka. Either Dafka Silka or Shekin Darko B'Kach, because it's normal to do.
Who says
this? Tais Rash. And then we have a Ritva that says, why Silka? The Silka can't be eaten any other way.
What do you mean?
Silka cannot be eaten any other way.
No, that's good.
What is Teich?
What do you mean any other way? Meaning don't wait read it to cut
so what is Teich? Teich is preparation for eating. That's what you see from this written. Teich is preparation for eating. Now. Now, so what do we have? We have like this.
Here's this one. They talk about
that's something else. That's the regular run. Now listen carefully. So what do we have? We have your machlok. Either darka b'kav or al techsher achila. What's the machlok? This is the machlok. If you learn taichin, is the mass of taichin, so then you need darka b'kav. You need there to be mass of taichin. What's the lashon of the tassarash? It's not a mass of taichin. That's the words you use. Right? If it's not darko b'kav, it's not mass of taichin. Masenki, the Ritva was learning this Totsa'ah. The Ikkar is, did you make Kemach? So that's the whole thing. Kemach was not right to eat before, now it's right to eat. I made it into Kemach, here too. Again, the machlokes, the rosh, and the ritva is just machlokes. In the ma'asa, you need darko b'kach. In the tosah, was darko b'kach. Whatever I created, I created. Right? If I created something new, I created something new. That's what he's trying to say. Something, says the ritva, that I could eat anyway, says lo yitzarti shum davar. I didn't create anything.
Lakati
a tapuz, vasiti mizeh o tapuz. That's the same. Ma tikanti bizeh. Ma chasarti bizeh. Ma yatsarti. What did I create? I didn't change anything. That's the machloikim.
They say it made something you want to return.
How? But that's the whole thing. I can drink it. I can eat it anyway. Kemach was nothing. Was chita. Wasn't roi for anything. Now it's roi for baking. Roi for baking. I'm not a behemah, I'm a person. I ben adam, and I yachol lechol chitat v'kamach. If it's a tosah, then we say to ourselves, tarich liot mashu yosem mizeh. Im zeh hayat kasher lechol, v'asav zeh kasher lechol, and shum davar lo yatsarti. Nothing new came out of it. Ro'u lekele ro'u gam yatsarti. Kemach yatsarti. Achshav shu chita l'kemach yatsarti.
Well, that means, before it was food, now it's green, something
else. Avuzo lo yisus al teichem. Ayitzur. Ayitzur. Mei chita lezeh. Mei lo ra'ui le ra'ui.
Don't care about the way how
he's
going to make it.
Ayitzur. Ma, 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 yisumi ma shalo ayari ra'ui, no? The difference between... You see, that's now you're happy. The difference between dust, what's it do? Baruch Ata. The difference between dash and tochen is dash is what? Ra'ui mei ra'ui le ra'ui. Avu yitzur chadash. Like tomorrow I made drink. Ma shenkin here is mi lo ra'ui le ra'ui. That's the pshat. From chita to
kapha.
From chita to kapha.
The difference between what? Very biggest difference.
Tochen is I made something from chita which was not ra'ui. Now I can go make cake and I can go make food. Finish. Hasiti kapha. No. Slow. Ritva is like Yisara the Rach, correct.
Yisara
the Rach.
We're
applying it in Taita. You see in Taita? Okay, now. Dasha is, for example, Saicha. I made juice for... Nera, come, I'll go over with you. Come, don't get lost. Come, come sit down. The thing had to be unedible before... to be asr al tochen. If it was edible before, then what is it? Then it's not teichen either. Mashein came toisus, and the toisus Rosh is learning, we don't care about the mashi yatsah. We care about the masa itself. This is not my teichen. Why? Ach kacha lo tochnim. You ever hear a guy comes out, grind a chair? You break a chair, you don't grind a chair. Here, I'll grind your head. You don't grind the head. What do you do? You break a head, right? That's not toisus Rosh. Darko b'kach. It has to be darko. If it's not darko, you know what it is? It's called what? Breaking the beats. You don't break beats, right?
Grind.
You grind beats. Can I ask you, do you grind potatoes? No. You mash potatoes. You don't grind potatoes.
Even if it's grind, you have to be darko.
So you don't grind making pizzas, right? I don't know. I made something. I created something new. I took wheat, unedible, and I created flour, which is edible. Right. Oh. Now I'm going to show you that there's a third shita. Yeah, I see it, but it's right for the next step. It's right to make cakes now. It's right now for the next thing. Okay. Now I'm going to show you a third shita. I'm going to show you a third shita. You ready? So far we have two sheets. Not yet.
No?
Not yet. If you take a look, there's a very interesting me'iri. Me'iri brings down the Rashi sheet. Yes? Yeah? It says, you know, Rashi, you say Toichen, dot, dot. Ritva, Rach, you say what? Ketisha. Shoela, Ritva, Shoela, Miri, I lo mevin bechla. Lo mevin. Lama li lo mevin? Hare sof sof lo tachanta. What are you talking about? I'm happy the malacha be tochen, and you call it kaitish. So Miri said, what's that? Bona yempo. Katuv tochen, vata lo me, hurk tochen, lo. Ketisha.
Yes, on the
עוד פעם, כתוב תוכן. רש"י לומד, I take one and I make little piece. But if you kotesh, why call it תוכן? Let me the מלאך call kotesh. שואל אמירי, לא מבין, זה לא תוכן, זה kotesh. What are you talking about, the רש"י? This is a kasha that אמירי asks.
No.
No. When you chotech big pieces, that's called lachtov. When you rip it to 1,000 little pieces, what's that called? Tochet. No. I grind it, no? That's the translation of grind. Tochet is good, yeah?
That's not
grinding. Tochet is not grinding. Tochet is when I chop something to 1,000 little pieces, that's called teich.
Sek.
Then when I sek, that's the question. When I sek is mashu acher. When I squash a banana, was I teich in the banana?
No.
According to the Rach, I was called Teichen. It's not Teichen. That's the Kash. What are you saying? It's Miri. V'aloi tachanta. Lo tachanta. I want everybody to take a look at that God Maimini. Yeah. Perik Aleph. Halacha Yudches. You have it? Our God Maimini. Perik Aleph. Stop. Perik Aleph. Halacha Yudches. Go ahead, who's reading? I'm waiting, who's reading?
Halacha?
Yes, Halacha Tetzvah, go ahead, no?
Perek
Tetzvah, sorry, Halacha Yudgimel, go ahead, no?
Perek Tetzvah, Perek Tetzvah, Perek Tetzvah, Halacha Yudgimel. Shchalim, Shtrafan.
Go ahead, no? Yeah, no?
Okay. Shchalim, Shtrafan. מערב שבת נותן לתוכן חומץ ושמן שאין צורף אלא מערב וממשך את מערב וממשך את המיטה ונותן לתוכה חרדל ששחקו מערב שבת מביא דבש ונותן לתוכו ואין צורף אלא
אלא מערב. יש לך קופוק, אני לא מבין. אבו מרצה קובייצנו סכין ואת הפרורור ואינו חושש. נאו. אין מרצים דבילה.
שאלה.
וגרוגרגות וחרובים לפני זקנים בשבת. אבו מרצה קוביית ופקין ובעץ הפרור ואין חושש. Now, comes out, להלוכה, how do we pass you? Tosefta says, you're allowed to take, let's see the old man, he can't eat. Are you allowed to take it and chop it up to him? לרסק. So what's לרסק? Means to make it smash. So the question is, it's משהו from here, שאין מרסקים. So said, Emraskim Dvila, says it clearly, Emraskim Dvila, the Gogreg of Charuvim, with Snake Skinny. The question is, it's not Darkobekach.
Right.
It's
It's not Tarkobikach. No, it's not Tarkobikach. Honestly, you just told me Dafka Silka, right?
Yeah.
Rishonim bring down. Some hold there's never by Perot, by food, there's never Tochen. Tois is Mechadish, that there's Tochen by what? By food.
Well,
he becomes sick, four sick people. You're doing crazy things because he's sick. You're taking a dveva,
okay. And
you're taking... And melachim dvelager charim fnei skinim b'shabbat. You don't do this on Shabbat. I thought you just said tochen is only by silk. Did you just say that?
It's only a tofu.
It's only dafka silka, right?
But it holds that you cut up.
Then it has to be either darko bekach or it has to be unedible any other way. People eat charuvim. People eat dvelot. He's sick. This guy is sick. He can't do it.
Right.
So how can we aim at our skin? Chazit says, what do you do with the Tosefta?
Okay.
Omri Utella. A great Bami says that we pass him by Paris. There's also Allah of Tochen. Tochen by Paris also. You have it? That's it. What is it? Halacha what?
Chavdal.
Right, that's what it is. Chavdal. Right, read Chavdal. Yeah, that's what it is. That's it.
That's
it. Also, Farik Perot. You're now doing the Farik Perot. Oh, that's what I wanted. I just told you that the oldest by Perot also. This Tosefta is a riot to this Hagod Maimon, right? That's sold by Shah Perot also. But if you look like Tosfot, what does Tosfot can argue on Tosefta? Gemara. Tzadko, read it. I want to teach you something. It's very important. Read it. Very strange, right? You asked an unbelievable question. At the end of this year, you should ask the question. That's the question. Exactly what we're asking. Are you allowed to make fruit salad on Shabbos? Tarich yin gadol. According to a great maimon, you're allowed. You're not allowed. According to a great maimon, you're not allowed. You're allowed. Unless it depends on how you learn, maybe now that Kobaka. According to Ritva, it's mutter, right? Because since you're allowed to eat it anyway, so you become mutter. What is the compound? A good maimon says clearly, Peri Chavdalin, Halafi Yitzchet, the what? Even by Perot, he argues on Tosfos. Where does he get it from? Says the Chazon Ish. He got it from his Tosefta. Read the Tosefta. And Rasek, Yud Gimel, the end of Halacha Yud Gimel. Tosefta, Yud Gimel, no? Chetvav Yud Gimel. The question is, I thought there's no Tochen, B'shar Eichlim.
No, but according to.
This is according to Goyd Maimon, he says the Chazon Ish, that's where he comes from. Yeah, because that's not called Teich. You never Teich. Yeah. No one ever made Kemach with his hands, right? It's like a Kemach. What's the question? According to Teich, what do you do with the Tosefta? Says Chazon Ish one parent. No? Say it, my boy! What? Says Chazon Ish Simon and Zion. No? I believe Chazon Ish.
Do it, you know.
Nope. One word. The difference is one word. What is Tyson talking about? What is
that's
the
that's
nope. What did you just say? Who said you were not wrong? I said, wait. That's not what I said. I should wait.
That's what you were trying to bring up.
Exactly. Well, what's that? Says the Chazon Ish. It's not a Sina. Tais is Tomat Is of Tchina. Tchina is Dafka. By what? By Silka and not by Sharaim.
By other things.
different process called always.
Risuk, we couldn't care less. Darko, lo darko. It's risuk is always up. Risuk is always up.
This
is
even
right
away, it's not allowed.
It was nothing. That's a sheep. It's not a snatch banana shop. Risuk is worse than chino.
So there's no dakopka, there's any
more. Say, say it's good. What do you see from me? You see an unbelievable son. Talk to me, talk to me. What was Amiri's task? Amiri comes along and he says, Kvodo, Kvodo, Barach, Katish is not Tochet. So, who said Katish is Tochet? Katish is worse than Tochet.
Because
the mind is Tochet. Tochet, you're right. Tochet has special halachot. Risuk is worse. Why is Risuk worse? Why is Risuk worse? Don't talk to me. Od chamesh dakot anymore. Yeah? You listening?
One thing.
The Tosefta says aloud or not aloud? Not aloud. Tosa says aloud. Tosa says the only silka. The answer is Tosa Toma Tosa.
It's like Yerushalmi, no? It's like Yerushalmi.
This Toma Risu, Rasek, different Lato. Rasek says Chasunish is a lot worse than Tosa. Tosa means Darko Bekach. Risu says Nasi, Risu says Alasa. Why? In Tosa'ah, I created something new. In fact, I made now
a mess.
I made a different thing. I made a Yitzur Chadash, you hear?
Just like a juice of a stuff.
What's again, cutting Gufim Chalakim, it's not always us. It depends if it's Darko B'kach or that. There's Klalim to it. Reason is go after the Tosa'ah. I think it is to go after the Maaseh. What is the Miri? Tochen is Av Melacha. You hear? Wait. So what did the Miri hold? No! Say better!
By Tchina, there's a way of cutting and not making Akwaz big. By Risa, once you smash it, it's Akwaz, that's it. There's no way.
That's the Chaz Ritzel. What is the Ritzel? So what is the Miri hold? Miri says that he's wrong. Even the Tosa'ah has to come Ali Day, the pool of Taich.
He says
it
has to be
Mamash
for the
Again, listen again. One sheet of holds were marked on the Atziah. The other sheet of holds were marked on what? On the Tosa'ah. The Meiri held that the Tosa'ah has to be Ali Day this month. If it's not Ali Day, Ma'is the Taich, it's not. Because that's Kasha. Emet, you have Kotesh. Emet asita kema,
aval
zulay adai de tchina. That's right. According to Rama, to Toledan, no? Mechatech yirakot to Toledan. Who's on the chadesh? He's saying, unbelievably good. He's asking on the rach, even you rach, that says, we're talking about kotesh, I still don't agree with you. Why, Lamasa, you made something new. Bishloime, if you don't learn Kotesh, then you say, you know what, Miri? You didn't make anything new. But you're saying that the Rach, he did make something new, he's bringing the Rach. Ubecholzat, who shoel al Rach? Ma'u shoel al Rach? Harei chazadish sodek, who asar, yoter garu mitochen. Ken, afilu chadash yatzarta, has to be al yidei tochen. The only thing that we say, yisur chadash, what's after? Kemach Haidei Tchina.
If somehow you're able to make Kema Shloya Lidei Tchina, Limutah.
How is it?
Miri. Let's say you're able, according to Rachel Yom, Chazisha says it's worse. Wait a moment, it's Mamish Toichin. Ma Pirushal Toichin, Asiti Kemach. Says Miri, no, Asita is a Toichin Kemach. That's called Toichin. Either Pshad and Toichin is Asiti Toichin. Or the Pshad is Asiti Kemach. Or the Pshad is Asiti Kemach is a Toichin. The Miri is saying, this is not Lasot Kemach. This is Lasot Kemach. If let's say chemically, you would be able to make Kemach Shalei Adei Tchina.
You take a beige on and start chopping it little
pieces. That's called Kotoich, because that's another type of
Kotoich. No, you actually...
Kotoich, that's all that. But let's say there was a way. You hear?
Mill,
exactly. Well, that's the type of tchina then. That's grinding. But lo yitzuya, without the mass of grinding, I don't know the case, you would be able to make kemach. Would be mutter asa. According to Rachab Yasa, because asiti kemach. That's what he's trying to say. Afilu kaitish, hagam shu asiti toichin, mach patli, sov, yes, li yatatzah chadasha. I have kemach. Mashayin came, that's what the Chazish is saying, it's worse. To me, he's saying, I know it's worse, but you have to be al yidei. For a good reading, Ayin Ritva. Ayin Ritva. Every Ritva takes apart every line of the Torah. Ayin Gim, Ayin Dalet. Here, Torah Rabbana. Hayul Fanav Mine Ochlim. He has different types of food. Mine Ochlim. Different food. What's Halacha? Halacha is Borer Ochel, Borer Uminiach. He picks and he eats. Borer, he picks, umeniach, and he puts down. Meniach is to put down.
Put it down.
So you take borer and you put down? Borer, ochel, borer, umeniach.
Borer,
we'll soon see. The law yivror, but lamas, he shouldn't do borer. The imbirer, chayiv chasa. So this is a tongue twister, obviously, right? Bore v'ocho, bore meniach. Lo yivror, v'im yivror chayav chatat. Don't drink, and don't drink. You're not allowed to drink, and if you drink, you're chayav. Make sense?
Two different things.
So let's see the Gemara. Says Gemara, Maika Amar. What are you talking about? Maika Amar, what are you saying over here? Maika Amar. Says the Gemara, Amar Ulo, first pshat. Ulo says like this, Hachi Ka Amar. You're allowed to pick for what? Lebobayom. You're allowed to make bredat psolet from ochel lebobayom. Yes, right. Lebobayom. According to Ula, lebobayom it's mutar. For that, we'll soon see what it means. We're not 100% sure. Simply it means lebobayom for that day. Ve'im. By even only psalot, ochel from psalot is mutar. Psalot from ochel lebobayom. Says the Gemara, like this. You have it? You got it? You got it? You got it. I know it by heart. Says the Gemara, well, macha, right? Borev ochel, kid. Borev ochel lebobayom. Well, borev umeniach lebobayom. You're allowed to even be borev umeniach lebobayom. Put it down, as long as you're having in mind to what? Bobayom to eat it. Put it down. You borer the psalm to fuck and leave it for later. Ulamachar lo yivrar, but for tomorrow lo yivrar, the imbir chayiv chatas. That's the first shita. The bo bayom, everything's mutter. Makes sense. Fine. Mask of Lord of Chizda. So what's the head of Lubay Bayayim? So then the kash, the opposite. So those that are matir
Why are they matzah? Either way, however you learn what happened in the Mishkan, right? However you learn there was a Mishkan, why is that not a deal and an issue when it comes to Bayer? All right, we'll see in the Rishayim a little bit. You have to see what the Nekud of Bayer Lebay Bayom is, what the Heter is. Now, comes along the Gemara. Gemara says, Maskiv Larav Chizda. Mutter left with the Babayom. New Heter. Haikashi El Babayom. You know what? I'm the one who I'm testing for. I'll say Le Babayom Mutar. Shabbat, I need verification. So I'll drive a car.
Speak Babayom.
Why does he speak Bishul? That's your question?
No, not
why is he an example of Bishul? Why could he say Bonei
Lebobayim? No, that's not my question.
What's your question?
The whole thing of Bishul is coming from Leafot of Mirajin.
Oh, that's the same thing. We spoke about it. Leafot is also the Mishnah.
Leafot
is Amulach. No, but he wants to know why you say Levashel. Okay, but it's the same thing. Also says the Gemara, Mutal Lebobayim. What is Bobayim? What kind of a hatred is Bobayim? Because today it's Mutter. Says the Gemara, "V'chimutal v'ashel b'abayom elam elchizda borer v'ochel pachot mikishiur. Yibayer v'aychol less than the shiur. The shiur is the kigrogrit that we say. Pachot mikigrogrit. Rashi less than kigrogrit. Hard word to say. Kigrogrit. You guys say it. You have an easier time saying it. We have a hard time saying it. Kigrogrit. Chatzis is also in everything on Minat Torah.
Yes.
Chatzis Shalom, Chatzis Shalom, Chatzis Shalom, Shalom.
Why do people live in Matir in Yom Kippur?
Chayla, what do you want from a Chayla? But a regular person, a Chayla? Because it's only Chatzis, because it's only... My dear boy, Chatzis is also Minat Torah. Anything! You don't have slapped up your chetzi. Chetzi means pachot mashu.
Filu mashu.
Filu mashu.
Yeah.
Yes, you're over. That's the Torah.
Yeah, that's the Torah.
What do you need to share
for? Chayav. For chiyuv.
Chiyuv what?
Chassas, whatever the oinish is, no? You're not chayav an
oinish.
Avada, your best example, Batu Bechalva. You're allowed to put a little milk into the Avada sauce. For Zerati Pah. The point is Yad. There you go. And if you notice, there's a little Aleph over there. You know why? Because those that maybe can't understand the Gemara, at least learn the Aleph base. Fakhot yomudu ma'azu. Yomudu Aleph then. No, Aleph is a siman, she's a lacha ksat. Here we're getting halach ma'amaitu. Ma lo yivrur b'yad. Yeah? There we go. Boreru meniach b'yad. B'kanon. ובתמחו לא יברור ואם בירל פטור אבל אסור ובנפו ובקיברו לא יברור ומרחיים חד כל זה שיינג'י בור ולכוס ביד בור ומניח ביד בקוס בקנון ובתמחו לא יברור את וול ואם בירל פטור אבל אסור ובנפו ובקיברו לא יברור כאן ותמחו יש בשולו כדרך לא מג'אב עוד
Plate.
Kanui tamkui. Big type of plate. Big plate. Whatever, it helps the breader, but it's not the main keli. Kanapa the kivra. Kivra is like a sifting thing. Mamash is the keli made for who? Mother Kalfan. Kalfan is some is kind of a tamkui.
But
Maybe because it's not a problem of derech, or maybe it's not boyer. Me'al. Ashkenazi folks. But he's telling me Israel music could be because they had to use Israel.
What? Use what?
To use as peeler on Shabbos. The problem is that it's not a, yes, the thing is, you could be, the svar is, it's not a border. No, you're taking off from the top, you're not border. That's what he's telling you, I don't know.
Nice
is surely mother.
What?
Yeah, Matt, fire the mutar. What, to use a peeler on Shabbos? Make a mistake. Maybe I didn't understand you. I cough out now, Raul, I said. Because it's a keli. What about the can opener? What's wrong with the can opener? It's not a bora.
It's a keli.
What's it a bora?
It's
a bora. Why would it not be allowed to be bora? Because it's kalachiyah. It's not the derech to do it that way.
What?
Okay, we'll see that lacha. Not only this.
Everything goes with a knife.
Okay, let's go back to it. Yes, which one do you want me to explain? Borer v'ochol biyad. Borer u'meniach, it's also biyad. The borer meniach is good as long as it's biyad. Biyad is no problem with borer. But if he does it, bekanur b'tamchui, which is kelim, which are not...
Yeah.
And that's the type of food plate. He has a picture of it here. Show him the picture.
Yeah, this tamchui, this ilfas, this dera.
Beautiful, beautiful. Look at these pictures. Where's the kanui?
No,
there's
no kanui over there.
Ah, tamchui, ilfas. I don't know, the kids. No, the kids, these are the kelim. Go ahead. The kids, you ever go in front of Beit Binyan Chaim, you see those big pastas selling over there? That's kanui and tamchui. So,
how are you going to put it?
Sunday, it's a big pot over there. Like the Chinese wear on their head, that's the type of pot they sell. Where did you see the word kanav tamchi? How did that come into the picture, Bichlal? Ma, katuv kanav tamchi, mutar, asur, michilek, is it? Who told you that kanav tamchi is mutar? Where did you get it from? There's no part of the Mishnah that talks about kanav tamchi. El amr rav nuna pshat like this: borer ve'ochel ochel mitach apsolit. That's right. The first time he mentions ochel mitach apsolit, what's the heter? Ochel mitach solet. Borer u'meniach, again, is only ochel because that's not borer. But if it'll be psol mitach ochel lo yivror,
then
birer chayv chata. So what is the case that's muta when it's always ochel mitach solet, but solet of ochel is asur? Matkev lo abaya midi ochel mitach psol chitani. Where did you see ochel mitach psolet? It says borer psol mitach ochel. Right? Who said it means ochel mitach psolet? Maybe it means psol mitach ochel. It says borer. Don't say how. How do you know it means one way and not the other? Elam abaya borer v'ochel la'alter. Like it says, borer v'ochel is la'alter. So as long as it's la'alter.
By the way.
Borer meniach, also la'alter. Why? Borer meniach? That same meal, right? I'm going to eat in 2 minutes. Yeah. Ulaba bayom lo yivror. So we'll see. That's already in the poskim. Ulaba bayom lo yivror. For that day, you should welcome follow. What's next word?
Vayivror.
Ooh, what's the next word?
Zim birer
nasa. Oh, tremendous. You're quick on your feet. Zim birer nasa. Then it's like he did it for later. V'chayiv chata. Kitzur amru rabba mekami the rabba amaluhu. Shabba menachmeni. Nachmeni is the best. Nachmeni,
Abaya.
They're the best. Abaya. And that's how we pass. You know a little dollar over there? We do. It's a mixture. We'll soon see how the Rishonim work it out. Obviously, you're going to see that the Rishonim mix and match. It's going to be already a whole chadgadi here.
Shidduch.
A whole chadgadi here. What?
Why?
Because we're passing about the...
Because
the yad. We pass in yad parts. We pass in psalms for teich eichel is also eichel for psalms mutter. We pass in the altar.
But
yeah, do
you allow?
What? Oh, you have the buyer. Avada, avada. Mutter. Okay. The kids, so let me teach you how they teach it in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, they teach it Ayil, like a ram. Ayil. What does Ayil stand for? Mitoch Mutar. Yud, and that's what? What is Yud? Yad Veloy Keli. Lauter, Lamid, and Veloy Lachazman. So Ayil is Mutter. And if it's not Ayil, it's Asr. What's Ayil again?
Ochel
mitop solid. Yud.
Biyah.
Yad v'loy.
Kuh.
And Lamid. V'loy lachazman. And we're going to learn a bit. And by the way, the Sefer on Borer. You know what it's called? Who knows what to say? Ayil Mishalish. That's what it's called.
Ayil what?
That's the name of the Sefer that brings the order of the Liyashu Sakim. It's called Ayil Mishulash. Ayil Mishulash. The Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to come in Sunday morning, and we're going to start digging. Okay, you got the Gemara, you're going to learn it clearly, you're going to know all the different.
Tolcher and Merakes. We made a deal already, the Dosh is not here. That also be a coin to make it. Okay. Says the Gemara, I knew Zora, I knew Bar, all the same thing. Why does the Gemara need what? Separate as one of the Lama Tesla Lachot Borer, one of the Lama Tesla Lachot Borer, and one of the Lama Tesla Lachot Borer. It's all the same. Gemara, I'll buy you the Rav. Lama Tesla Lachot Borer. Usually I'll buy you the Rav. I argue here, they both say the same thing. What? So God, Ike Damila, even though it's Dome, Mo'od Dome, Chashimla, Gemara puts it together. Says the Gemara that the Emet what? If they are all Dome, so since they were the Mishkan, the Gemara brings it down. Let's see Rashi. Hachigasin Hainu Zer, Hainu Bor, Hainu Merakez, Hainu, Shemohe Nehu. Rashi wants to translate, what is the word Hainu? What does it mean Hainu? Makamana Hainu. Hey Nihu, that's all that was. Hey Nihu. You have it at the bottom Rashi over there. Hainu. Hey Nihu. Kilomar, the Maflik Lahu Tane Matito Lislav. The Tane the Mishnah divides it into three separate melachot. Balakula, Melacha, Achaten, the Mafrish, Ochel, the Rapsol. Very, very important Rashi here. Very important Rashi. Rashi learns in all these cases, you are Mafrish. Ochel mitzol.
Ademir,
solim.
Oh, lechayra. Solim. It gives the psalm from the eichel. Look at the last of the Rashi. Halakul v'malach achasen the mafrish. Ochel mitzol. I thought all these cases were cases where you mafrish the psalm from the eichel.
Because that's the two.
Not ochel v'malach psalm.
Maybe
the first thing. Lechayra. We'll see. Right from Rashi. From Rashi.
They can't. That's okay. Question.
Is it psalm from Ochel or Ochel from psalm? You're going to answer me.
But Mirakis, you psalm
from Ochel. Psalm from Ochel. It's always psalm from Ochel. So why does Rashi say, Kulam melacha chaten, the mafrish Ochel, min ha-psalm? Unless Rashi means, the mafrish Ochel, min ha-psalm shebokim. Something like that. It still doesn't make sense.
It
still
doesn't make
sense.
It says me.
What does it mean? Yeah. You hear the deal? Because Ochel, min ha-psalm, Rashi. Then what's called this Rashi? You hear? Rashi, what are you talking about? Vayir is always the psalus from the ochel. If I took the ochel from the psalus, mutter asa. Mutter. So what does Rashi mean? Kula malacha achasen, the mafrish, ochel min apsalus. Question number one that we have to address in the short. Now, if you take a look, Rashi in the Mishnah, and Rashi further on in the Gemara, Rashi in the Mishnah, and Rashi in the Gemara tell us a different reason to be mechalek between Zora, Bora, and Merakez. What is the chiluk? If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says like this in the Mishnah. Hazore, Berechet le. No? See the Rashi in the Mishnah. First Rashi. You have it? No, you have it?
Yes.
Hazore, Berechet le. Right. What does Rashi say?
Ruach in the wind, right? Ruach in the wind. Okay. What about Menaked? Says Rashi. I'm sorry, Borer, Solet,
Biadam.
This is him. Menaked, Binafa. That is that Keli is the utensil. So the Rishonim on the Daiker is Rashi. Rashi Mashma Shachiluk. The Zorah, Borer, and Menaked is what? One of them is the Ruach. The other one is the Yad. And the third one is Merakeh. It's a Shini that avoids itself. Right? It's a different type of work. One is Biyad, one is Beruach, and the other one is... You see the Rashi? It's open Rashi? I'll show you the Rashi. Okay, but I show you that Rashi learns that the Chiluk is what? One is Ruach, the other one is Yad, and the third one is... Do you remember Rashi that I showed you, that Rashi says that what's the chiluk between Boyer and Merakid? You remember the Rashi? Rashi says one is by
Kli.
Sam, no one said, why don't you remember the Rashi? What's that?
Don't know about it?
Which one? I'm Gimel. When we say there's Lamites Malachot, says the Gemara, that's Lafuki of Yehuda. Why? Because according to Yehuda, there's more than Lamites. Why? Says Gemara, Tanya Yehuda Mosif et HaShovet VaHamidakdek. The Yehuda adds on Shovet and Medakdek, which means he's Meshaveh V'Sheti B'Karka, and he's Medakdek Keshemoteh Chut HaArev. In other words, within the process of making linen, making a beged, there's two more things that he's Mosif. Rabbi Yehuda is Mosif, and according to him, how many Melachot are there?
41.
According to Yehuda is 41. He Rashi Shovet Mishaveh Hasheti. Rashi Shovet Mishaveh Hasheti B'Karka. He stains it out. Hasheti in Arad. Hasheti is the chut. Hasheti in Arad. That's how you make a cloak, right? Hasheti is one way. Arad is the other. Hasheti.
Crisscross,
right? So I guess when you straighten it out at the end. Right? That's what we're straightening out. Right. Shovet. And also, he's put together also Midakdek. He put that in also. The kids are, what is that? That's all two more Melachot. Says the Gemara, but what do we hold? We hold no. Harehu Bechlau Mesach. And the Daktik, Harehu Bechlau Hayu. One is including Mesach, which is the pole. You know what the difference is? Okay, let me tell you. Mesach is when you have the two poles and you put it around the pole. Right? Because what's going to happen is, it's going to go up and down, and you go across. As you go up and down with these poles, then you put the strings across.
Right? Each string is going to go like this.
Right.
Like
this, and the poles make it go up and down. One pole goes up, the other one goes down. Down, up, down,
so
up, down, up.
Moving
the
like
string,
this,
and you're able to go... Okay. One is included in Mesa, and one is included in Iris. So how many do we have? 39. Comes Rashi with the question, so if you hold that you can include, so why don't we include already Zara, Bara, Merakit all into one? Same way we include these things into what? Into Oireg. And into Mesa, let's already include Zara, Bara, Merakit all into one. Says Rashi, no! V'loidami l'Zara, Bara, Merakit! Zeb Kash, Zeb Tzororah. One is in what? One is in the Kashin. The Kashin is the junk. Top. It is the shaft. The thing that it comes, right? The covering, like. The covering. One is the Torah with stone. And one is the Kema. One is with Kema. It comes out. The Chuda is a Stira and Rashi. And all the Rishonim and Achronim discuss the Stira. And one here, Rashi is the Chalek. Between Zara Bar, that one is Beruach, one is Bekeli, and one is Biyad, the Mishnah. And on one hand, Rashi explains that the difference between Zara Bar and Merakit is different.
Hota'ah.
Remember we spoke about the tosah. What is the kashim? One is now you have without tsrodot, and the other one is what that you have without.
Are you ready? I'll tell you why it's here. Because things just took out over here. You do it with, for example, by sewing. You're using this thing, so that's why
Say the tiny drop that. You're almost right. So many Rishonim explain that it's not a skira on Rashi. Rashi in the Mishnah learns that the Emet, this is the difference between Zorabar and Merakim. Kli, Yad, that's all the difference. What Rashi means over here is Lama Chilku Etzeh. Melachot. Why they divide into three melachot? And that the answer is because it's on three different things. Over there,
each one is doing the same melacha. The question is, each one is doing the same melacha.
Right. Even though the maaschim are different.
If the maaschim are different, why don't we?
Meaning what? The maaschim, the difference between them is what? Zebikli, Zebiyad, Zebiruach, and the Chanami. But you want to know why Chilkan to three different? The answer is because of this. Because this is kemach me'akash, this is kemach me'atzrodot, and this is kemach naki, and all kemach
me'atzrodot. The question is, my nafkamina from this
one. And you know what? So why do we divide into three? So the Gemara says the reason why we divide into three, even though oreg we don't divide into different parts, because the oreg beged the chad, it's all on one thing. But thinking here, since it's three different things, the tosaot are different, therefore we divide to three. But you want to know what the Yisod HaMalacha is not Zebikash. Someone's like, for example, somebody I saw in the Farsha, he got beautiful. What happens if a person would take the here, and someone would go and he would Zeruach, or better yet, let's say he would take Biyad, and he would take out the Kash. What would happen?
Biyad would take out the cash, because
that
is
patur. No, but I'm saying, but what would it be? Biyad cash, what would it be?
It
would be Bayer, what would it be? It would be Bayer, when you get told, it would be Bayer. So it's like this, you have to say the Mepharshim. Now when Rashi says it's the cash, he doesn't mean that the only time you have Bayer is the cash. Because if you would be Bayer, Biyad cash, it would also be Bayer. It also be boy. Rashi doesn't mean that if it's in kach, it's boy. If it's not in kach, it's boy. And if it's in tzayrus, what if a person would go and be meraket tzayrus? He would take the nafa and he would be meraket tzayrus. What would it be? It would be meraket. Little stones, little pebbles. Of course it'd be meraket. Rashi never meant to say what. Rashi no olam lo kiven lagid. She saw that chiluk ben amalachot is what? Zebikash.
Why
just to tell me why we needed three different malachot. Why do we have to divide into three malachot? The Torah says there's three different gufim. Oreg the guf echad, kol mas nichnas b'oreg the guf echad, pozema, shlosha gufim. It's three different things. Okay? So someone asked you, Lamas, according to Rashi, what's the difference between Zorah, Bar, and Meraki? The answer is Zorah is the Ruach, Bar is the and Merakin is the one of the Nafa. Comes along with Taish Yid, says Rashi, the Matmiya, what's he saying? The Matmiya, the Pashut Matmiya. Is Bayer Biyad or Bikeli?
Biyad
is Mutar.
Biyad is Mutar.
The opposite. If you want to tell me, comes along with Taish Yid.
Hand you have to take.
Comes along with Taish Yid, he says, Chili Prayim. But Rashi, it's a Tesserid Kuflam Etchet. He said, I don't understand. If you take a look at the Gemara says clearly, if he did a Biyad, then it's Mutar, Avul Bikli, Chayav Chatat. Remember the Gemara? Let's see a little bit of the Gemara inside. I'll show it to you. It says the Gemara like this.
Which
thing? Ayin Dalit. Ayin Dalit. Yeah. Elam Rav Yosef. You see the little Alice in the Gemara? Remember I showed you the little alif in the Gemara means we pass like this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what are we passing? Elam Rabbi Yosef, Borav Ochel be Yad, Borav Mediach be Yad. As long as Biyad, it's Mutar. The Kanan Ruba Tamchui Lo Yivra Vibira Potter. I've lost it. It's those are plates. It's not Yuchad for Bayer, but it's the sheep. Now the Imbira Ubenaf of Kivra Lo Yivra Vibira Chayv Chatat. You see that what's the Ikebayer? Dikabayr is be The yad is mutar. The keli. The ikabayus bikri. Excuse me, one of the three. Rashi, you want to tell me about house of self-sufficient? You want to know the difference between Pori and Meraki? Meraki is the Bekli, says Tosfot Reed. I'm sorry, says Rashi. Mashaiki, Pori is the Biyad. Rashi, Slachli. Slachli, what are the matters of Gemara? Gemara got the Mugra question.
Gemara got it itself.
Wherefore?
Can I answer, Rabbi?
Yes, you could. You try.
The over here is talking about Biyad when it's Mutar, when you're taking out the Ocha from Stoz, but when you're taking out the Stoz from Ocha, I feel the Biyad is on Stoz.
Huh? I'm going to go to the hospital. Bayer Bik is the Kli. The Bayer Lice is also awesome. Bayer Lice is not the case of Bayer. Bayer is the Kli. It's not Hashem Solomon. What are you saying? Good, I'm telling you, but the Malacha, if you want to know where the Malacha of Bayer is, it's not Bayer Biyad. Bayer is the Kli. The Bayer Lice is also awesome. It's either shine of why.
It's like a secondary.
Bayer, but they can Bayer is the Kli. Now you're talking.
What is the difference between the Rakhid and Boreh?
That's the Kasha. Rashi comes and says that the difference. You see, now you're happy. Now you're understanding. Rashi says that the difference between Boreh and what is the Yad. And the Rakhid is the Kli. Says Tosarid. Chasm Shalom. What are you talking about?
Where's
the Rashi in the Mishnah? If you want to tell me what is the Ikar Amlacha, the Chilu between Bor and Merakit, don't say Biyad, because it's not true. The Ikar is the Kli, Bor is the Kli. This is Tosafot Kuf Lamlacha. Comes on the Tosafot Reed and says, Im Ken, Hazla Magi Taref Lashela, Ma Chilu Ben Bor Le Merakit. It's an unbelievable thing. Listen to what he says.
Rashi, you already pushed the Rashi, right? He doesn't agree with Rashi.
Yeah, he said the Rashi can't say. Don't come and say Yad and Kli Chassid.
Now it's
Shnehem B'Kli.
Different answer.
Shnehem B'Kli.
Different answer, right?
Right. Shnehem
B'Kli.
No. He says like
this.
What? Don't say Pat. Say, you know what? Let me say what he said. Yes.
The Gemara says in Rashi says, Kol et B'Yadah.
I would agree. Well, why we can have the...